I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window treatments. Go now through August 26th and save up to 40% on some of their top-rated products. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer. Because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Hey, Cub fans, now's the perfect time to get grilling with my friends at Grand Appliance and TV. Shop their large selection of in-stock options and take advantage of up to $100 in special in-store savings on most grill brands, along with free delivery and basic setup on any grill, $398 or more. Visit your nearest showroom or grandappliance.com. Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. You make it home, we make it grand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All righty, it's time for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
Schwarber hits one in the air, deep left field, it's got a chance, gone! Ball game tied, Kyle Schwarber a booming two-run home run.
Great moment, great call, not so great ending, but that great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips, great haircuts, it's gonna be great. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And David, it's always fun to hear from Mike Lombardi. I don't know that we want to hear from him every week or every day saying that stuff, but it's interesting because these are perspectives that are going around. You know, Mitch has been criticized all over the place, and the Bears, as a result, are 9-7 in Vegas, and not so much that in some of the national prognosticators.
Mike provides some objectivity that's often confuses negativity, and there might be some of that as well. But I think he takes a perspective on the Bears that isn't shared locally. And I think nationally, you're starting to see where it's trendy to doubt teams that were very surprising last year. And that always happens, doesn't it? I mean, somebody wants to, for whatever reason, go counter to the trend. And I think the Bears, when you look at them objectively, you see a defense that can dominate. You see an offense that's full of weapons. You have a lot of respect for the play caller and Matt Nagy. And you have some questions about Mitch Trubisky because of the unevenness of last season. So a lot, and you see a lot of optimism locally. So I think there's an opportunity or an opening for people to say, okay, I'm going to slide in there and I'm going to doubt them because nobody else is.
And Andy Benoit of Sports Illustrated, were it not for the big story coming out of Indy with the retirement of Andrew Luck, maybe the big story coming out of the Indy game would have been disrespect for the Bears. Sports Illustrated, Andy Benoit picks them at 7-9, dead last in the NFC North.
That's really surprising to me because I understand the concerns over the Bears' schedule. It gets tougher, and you know, this regression that everybody wants to talk about, we can have that debate. But what surprised me most about that prediction, the Lions are going to be that good? Are the Lions really good enough to be third in the NFC North? I don't have as much faith in the Lions And I question that more than I question the Bears finishing 7-9 and falling off the cliff, because the Lions to me just look like a team that's going to do a lot of lionsing.
I like the idea that you say 7-9 is falling off a cliff, because the expectation level is much higher than that.
They were 12-4.
They were 12-4 a year ago with the last place schedule, with a shocking number of,
they got better,
of non-injuries.
They got better.
Okay, and I'm not arguing any of that, but according to this, if you want to play devil's advocate,
yep.
What they're saying is that Vic Fangio leaving, they're saying Mitch isn't good enough. They're saying Vic Fangio leaving means that the changes they made, basically the change to the defense, will leave the corners exposed, and they're not buying on the Bears' corners. They don't think Prince Amukamara, they think that there are problems in the secondary, and that even some of the Pro Bowl talent isn't going to be able to overcome that. Now, I would argue that the front seven erases a lot of those concerns, that the overall talent level would erase some of those concerns. But this is the logic that you're hearing from guys like Andy
Benoit. Absolutely,
Benoit-National.
Because they look at the transition between Vic Fangio and Chuck Pagano as a move toward being a higher risk, maybe higher reward defense. Chances that maybe the Bears don't need to take or didn't take last year, putting cornerbacks on an island. I think those are two pretty good cornerbacks. That's the issue. I think maybe they don't have as much faith in those guys and their ability to be one-on-one guys. And I think it sometimes gets overstated just how aggressive Pagano is going to be.
I agree.
Yeah, he's going to be more aggressive, but I think he's going to take advantage of situations where you can do that, and players who will benefit from that. And I think Roquan Smith is the guy at the top of that list. You may see more blitzing from the inside linebacker position because you've got a guy in Roquan Smith that's explosive. But I really just don't think you're going to put two veteran corners on an island as much as people fear or expect.
And you just said it, two veteran corners. You know, their argument is that a lot of the changes in the secondary, Buster Skrine, whatever you want to say, they changed out Bryce Callahan, losing Adrian Amos and Ha Ha Clinton Dix. They're saying the talent level has dropped off and you can't expect the same level of performance from that secondary. And I would argue that the talent level is so high on that defense, and the front seven, you know, Benoit even ranks the front seven the best in football. So why, if you don't, again, if you've got a pass rusher and you've got a couple of them, why do you need to send extra guys? I think Pagano understands that. I do too. I think, David, if they get burned, I think that he'll withdraw that pretty quickly.
I'd like to see an example.
Keep it going.
That's a good point. Show me an example where a nickelback affected the fortunes of a defensive football team. Or look, they may miss Bryce Callahan a lot.
Sure.
They might miss Adrian Amos a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be surprised if either substitute, either replacement, Ha Ha Clinton Dix in the case of Amos, and Buster Skrine in the case of Bryce Callahan, if that drop-off was significant enough to affect the course of this season because of what you just said. Khalil Mack's still there, right? Now, if Khalil Mack gets injured in the first game, God forbid, then that's a different conversation. If Mitch Trubisky gets hurt, it's the same thing about key guys at certain positions where it doesn't matter what kind of depth you have, you're not going to be able to duplicate what you have right now. The front seven's good enough for the Bears to do everything they need to do defensively. So I have questions about that dropping off, and it would be falling off a cliff. If this team, as good as it can be, wins seven games with this defensive roster, that's really disappointing.
We have a texter checking in. I like this text. He says, I'm shocked at the thought that 7-9 would be the worst North record, NFC North record.
Me too.
I'm with them. You know, let me tell you something. Who do you have tons of faith? I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to be pretty good. Okay.
I think they're going to really bounce back strong.
I think they are going to bounce back. I think that the Green Bay Packers could be a disaster. I'm not saying they will be, and maybe that gets going, but with the new coach, and the old quarterback,
made that crap up.
Are they on the same page? You can't help but wonder that. And when things go awry, who's going to get blamed? It just is a tough position to be in. And you know, maybe I know you're anti-Detroit. Maybe that defense gets better because that guy's a defensive guy. Well, maybe they do improve a little bit. But
I'm not anti-Detroit as much as
you're anti-Detroit. You hate the city.
I don't believe in Matt Patricia. I just don't think that that's a head coach that have a lot of confidence in turning things around.
Just sit up a little bit.
I'm saying that with perfect posture as well.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just have a little respect for the process.
In contrast, it's because of my respect for Mike Zimmer that I really think
I'm asking
the Vikings...
just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Well,
okay.
Why don't you straighten up a little, fella?
No kidding.
Okay?
Take a shower, Matt Patricia.
Oh, my God. Shave. Just trim it.
Just a tad.
Like, you know, just a little bit. Yeah. Just look a little professional.
You have to call Craig Kimbrell on us. Come on. You know?
Goodness gracious.
What do you expect out of the Vikings?
I think the Vikings are going to be better. I think that you got a coach there that has established himself as a really good defensive-minded coach, and I think the defense is going to bounce back a little bit. And I think that the quarterback will be better. I don't think they can get much worse. I think that they have a lot of things. I like the connections, you know? I like the ownership, the management. I know those guys
pretty well. Good organization.
Yeah. I think they got some good things going for them. And I like Zimmer. He's a local guy as well. I like all the Chicago guys.
Now,
I don't like him against the Bears.
No, but last year I think Kirk Cousins maybe got in his own head a little bit. He was trying to prove the contract. You see that a lot in pro sports.
Yeah.
A guy putting too much pressure on himself to justify the money that he signed for. And this year, he's a little bit more acclimated. And I know Kirk Cousins gets criticized for a lot of reasons in this town and around the league. And I think a lot of it he invites that. But I think that he could have a bounce back here because he's got weapons.
But I think the Bears have a really good football team. And I think that, you know, we've been down there, we've seen them at camp, and now you're going to watch them in these games. Look, you're not going to know a thing. They haven't shown a hint of anything. I think the quarterback could be better. I think the play caller will be better, and we'll expand that offense in different ways. And I'm not buying this defense falling apart thing. I'm just not buying it. And I think that that's a good football team. Good football teams win games. I think 7-9 is an absolute rock bottom. That would be if everything went awry.
Yeah, if all the wheels fell off.
Yes.
Thursday night, the preseason mercifully ends against the Titans Soldier Field.
Thank God.
I don't know that you'll see anybody that's going to be contributing in week
Not
one.
Not a chance. It's too quick a turnaround.
Against the Colts, you saw Ryan Nall make some nice plays. He had a 69-yard run. You saw Deion Bush score defensively. Those are two guys I think can, obviously, Deion Bush is going to make this team. Ryan Nall is intriguing. I know that Hub loves him. I know we talked to Tom Thayer. He likes him a lot.
Tom was talking about him early last week, and was talking about him as a possible tight end if you have problems with Trey Burton.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
They're the same size.
Yeah, that's what he said. And they have the same kind of skills. Yeah, he was real into it, and then you see it happen on the field, albeit in a game against reserves. But nonetheless, that was impressive.
Tough roster to make, though. I mean, this is a very deep roster.
As a running back,
as a swing guy, you hope that they can find some depth at the offensive line because these are the kind of things that when you are set at your positions as starters that you start to quibble about. And the Bears, if you want to quibble, offensive line depth is not a strength of this team. I also think the most overlooked aspect of the preseason, we don't have enough time to get into it today, but their backup quarterback situation, I hope that we don't have to find out how set the Bears are at backup quarterback, but this has not been a great preseason, at least from the outside looking in at Chase Daniel.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that at all. I mean, that's crazy, crazy amount of money for a guy that seems very unimpressive, let's be honest. Nonetheless, we have a texter checking in saying Matt Patricia equals Bluto, which I mean, he was Senator John Blutarski when it was all said and done. But that might be a very accurate description of the man.
I thought he meant Bluto from like the old Popeyes cartoons.
No, I think he meant Senator John Blutarski from Animal House, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Please clarify 608
texter.
Yeah,
please. That's the way I took it. But maybe you're right, Kevin. I don't know what. I can't read a man's mind via text.
You know who he reminds me of?
I'm not capable of that.
Wayne Fonts.
Boy. Wayne Fontes,
well, that was from
right?
Flintstone, if we're doing that joke.
Oh, boy. What wasn't Wayne Fonts' brother Fontes? Like, didn't he change the pronunciation of his name? Like, it was so bizarre, because I think he had his brother on his staff, and they were brothers. They were on the same staff. They had different names or different pronunciations. What's the difference between a policeman and a constable? Spelt differently. It's an old comedy skit. But the Fontes Fonts brothers were spelt the same way. All right. We're not going over great moments in Detroit Lions history. They, there haven't been many. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to talking more about this because the 7-9 prediction from SI is going to get some traction in Chicago, I believe. That's the lowest I've seen them projected to be in last place in the division.
Last place is crazy.
With a losing record.
What was that one?
Too soon.
Too soon?
Double doink.
Too soon.
The commercial that bothered people. I thought it was, I chuckled. My honest reaction was I was watching preseason football. I know.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
And I saw the commercial or the promo, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny.
See the two starting quarterbacks play a lot in that game?
Yeah.
In the rain, on grass?
Yeah. Did you see Cam Newton?
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger.
Did you see Lamar Miller?
Ben Roethlisberger needs reps.
It's the new NFL. I'm not going to argue. I'm not quibbling.
You know what?
That's so 2018.
Well, I'll tell you what. It didn't affect them last year, okay? So it's hard to now criticize them this year. But I'm sure if things go awry on Thursday night, you will hear language. My friends, no shadow of a doubt. It's Mully and Haw. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor next on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 of the regular season versus Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Mark Grody and Chris Emma's live reports from Hallis Hall, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called on my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window treatments. Go now through August 26th and save up to 40% on some of their top-rated products. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer, because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, One plus one equals two. Little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com.